Yo, welcome back to another episode of Let's Chop It Up. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bond.
And today we're going to talk about accountability. Are you truly taking accountability for your own actions?
Hell no.
Is what
no.
we're going to talk about.
Hell no.
Why are you saying that, man? Why are you saying hell no off the back?
Have I ever taken up? I take accountability for my actions. 100%. Like, I do you mean like the sense like saying sorry? Accountability?
Honestly, overall, bro, because I'm just like anybody else. I'm pretty sure you done had times where you didn't want to take accountability or you didn't take accountability. I've definitely had my own fair share. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing like a lot of self-reflection.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of like that reflection leads me back to a time when I just was not working on myself mentally. And I'm just like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I done did this work on myself already. So yeah. I'm just moving wrong. In the sense, thinking I'm right, you know what I'm saying? Because okay. I ain't taking accountability for my shortcomings. I'm like, oh, well, I'm still doing this, so I'm good. I ain't doing it like this, so I ain't as bad. But I'm rationalizing my bad behavior. You get what I'm saying?
Okay,
you're so just taking accountability
behavior.
Like yeah. that, and anything you do, like knowing you should have got up and got your workout in, but you like, I'm gonna do it later, and you just kept putting it off.
Procrastinate. I mean, just like you took a fart. I farted Wednesday, Monday. I didn't tell you I farted.
Yo, bro, man, because I sure smelled that shit. I was like, bro, what the fuck is that smell in?
No, I don't think that time was me.
No, nah, that was you.
No, hell no. Because you wouldn't have smelled me.
You and Gee did the same thing, bro.
He was wild.
He was wild, yeah.
He was wild. When he farted, he ain't say nothing. Everybody was like, what's that smell?
Bro, over there just on the
he
phone.
Was on his phone.
Changing
on his phone.
The music. I say, bro, what the fuck? But yeah, man, that's what today's conversation going to be about. You know, let's just start at the top. Like, what does accountability mean to you?
Taking responsibility for your actions, whatever you're doing in life, or even your goals or things that you know you have set for you to do today or
yes, sir.
Down the line, knowing that you have to do it and not procrastinating, not throwing it to the side, blaming other people for something that happened to you. Or if you make a decision, it's 100%. Always someone else's fault. Why would he do that? I wouldn't have been in this situation if he said this, she said that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, I don't know, that's pretty much what I think about
accountability.
No,
and that's a straightforward answer. I'm the same way. Like, taking responsibility for your own actions. Don't try to put it off on nobody else. Don't try to rationalize
it.
Just solely pointing the finger at self.
Yeah.
You know, this happened because of my actions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't put no on nobody else because I can't control nobody else. Mm-hmm. I only can control myself at the end of the day. So, 100%, like, I got, like, the same definition.
But, I mean, I mean, cut you off.
No,
some
good.
People have, like, trouble self-reflecting, though.
100%.
Like, everybody thinks they're perfect. We can go anywhere. We can have a whole line of 50 girls.
Mm-hmm.
We say, what do you rate yourself 1 to 10? Everybody going to say a 10. Some girls going to say a 20.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't be a 10.
Nah.
Because if you're a 10, that means there's no improvement.
Yeah.
A 10 is top of the line.
Perfect.
It's perfect. You can't change it. It's like, oh, I ain't going to change nothing. But some girls will say that. Some girls will believe they are perfect. You can't change me. I'm the way I am. This and that. I mean, guys are the same way.
They get it twisted. Because if you don't rate yourself as a 10 or perfect, you're not loving yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you absolutely supposed to love yourself 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like, to be in a in this illusion mind state that, oh, I'm perfect, I'm a 10, I'm this and that. Like, nah, that's just something else.
It's the idea of having a flaw. If you say you're anything but a 10, a 9, you're saying that you're flawed and you're not good enough for someone as someone else.
Yeah.
They talk about celebrities and things like that. I mean, they're just pushing that narrative out that you have to be perfect. Not everybody's perfect. I would not rate myself a 10. Because I know I can... You know, I'm skinny as a goddamn.
Oh, my God.
I told you. The vultures be coming after me. I be fighting them off every time I go outside. Think it's a dead body skeleton. But everybody just, society, bro. Nowadays, everybody wants to be perfect.
Not to cut you off, but low-key, my next question for you is, why do you think it's so hard for this generation to take accountability? Because it's so, we live in a time where people want to play victim. 24/7. Oh, I only did this because you did this. Mm-hmm. Or you did this to me, so I need to be treated better. Everybody has this victim mentality. So why do you think it's so hard for today's generation to take accountability?
They don't, everybody wants to be viewed a certain way. Mm-hmm. They want to be viewed in the limelight of something good. Just like we talked about it before. I think we talked about it on the last podcast. People on Instagram, they are posting all these random pictures of the good times, or they have the best outfit, but if they go 100%. Home, they can't pay rent. Mm-hmm. They want to be viewed as somebody, like we said, quote-unquote perfect. They don't want to have no type of flaw. They don't want people to think, oh, he's selfish. Oh, he's mean. Yeah. He's bad. He can go out and commit a heinous crime, and he'll start saying, oh, it wasn't my fault. He did this. She did that. You had the choice to go do this.
Legit.
No one forced you to do these certain things, you know, but people want to be viewed as better than they actually are, just like self-reflection. They don't want to self-reflect on their own. They just want, it don't matter how I am, I want you to think I'm nice. Yeah. I could be the meanest person behind closed doors, but when I go outside, I want everybody to think I'm super, super nice. Mm-hmm. But then we see that all the time. People go out, act right when we go outside. Or you'll see somebody, they'll be talking a whole bunch of crap behind somebody's back. They go and see them in person, they want to be best friends.
Hey, buddy.
Because they want them to be feel that they're perfect and are friendly and they're a nice person. So when people go out, they want to have the image that they're a great person when they really ain't.
Yeah. There's a lot of illusion going on in today. And I honestly feel like the reason why it's hard for everybody to take accountability because they don't want to be viewed as somebody with problems.
Yeah.
They want to come off as, I got it figured out. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's created this character on social media. Yeah. And I really feel like social media has a big thing to do with it.
Cause 100%.
People are really looking like they live in some lavish lifestyles, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But in reality, that ain't the case. So I honestly feel that everybody's playing like a character, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? They're just like, I don't do these kind of things or whatever the case may be. I really think that's why it's so hard for today's generation to take accountability, just because everybody has this victim mindset. Nobody wants to admit their wrongs, not knowing if you can admit it, you can change it. You know what I'm saying? Once you own the wrong, you can go to work on changing that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody wants to do that because they don't want that that light shined on them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you did this, because everybody moving today, like, they don't like they shit don't stink. You know what I'm saying? For lack of better words, you know what I'm saying? That's how people moving around. Like, and I really feel like social media play a big part in that, because everybody's on there trying to look perfect. And it has subconsciously, like, got them moving around in their real life like that. And that's not reality. I mean,
They sit there comparing themselves with other celebrities. They'll see somebody that's younger than them. They see someone younger than them, like 15, drive a Lamborghini, and think, oh, maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe I should be doing this. But you don't know. I was watching something earlier. I think it wasn't Chris Williamson. I forgot who it was. But he said something where we sit there and try to, just like, say, Elon Musk, for example. We are already trying to say, oh, I wish I was in Elon Musk's shoes. I wish I had everything he has. I wish I was in his life. But you don't know any of the difficulties that he's going through. Any of the stuff going on in his head. He said he can't stop. He just got to work. You know, they have trials and tribulations that they already had that you can't even imagine. That you can't even put yourself into. You can't even fathom. But you're so willing to jump in his shoes just because he has money.
Exactly.
You know?
Nobody looks at the process, the struggle that it took to get there. They just think, oh, this has happened overnight. And boom, like, I'm supposed to be like this too. And it's like, no, people have real journeys. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I said, like, in the first podcast, like, you just don't start no garden and everything finna be back there flourishing. Like, that's just not how it goes. Mm-hmm. So, I really feel like we do live in a victim mentality world today. And I feel like that's why it's so hard for people to take accountability for their own actions.
100%.
It's always everybody else's fault.
Your fault. They start saying, it's Barack Obama's fault.
Man, boy. Don't even get into politics, boy.
I can't lose weight because Barack Obama ain't give me a diet plan. They always trying to say the next person, somebody else.
It really get crazy like that, man.
Because
just to shift a little bit, we're still on the same topic, what's a time where you felt like you wasn't taking accountability for your own actions? Not necessarily saying you was putting it off on somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's just like maybe you just turned a blind eye to it and wasn't owning the BS you was doing or whatever the case may be. And if you got to think on it, I can go. I don't want
to. I do got to think on it. All right,
for sure. Because I got one, you know what I'm saying? This is like something that I just been working on, like working on myself, right?
Yeah.
A couple years back, man, like I had had a breakup or whatever, and I put everything on that woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's her fault. Like I done the work on myself. Like I know what I'm doing. Like I ain't do nothing to her. So I was moving like that in that in that mind state.
Yeah.
Because prior to her, I was, you know, before we had got together, I was kind of like, you know, just by myself, wasn't doing nothing. I was like stayed single for like a year, and I was just locked in on me. And she comes along, and then that out, and I'm just, oh, that's her fault. I ain't do nothing wrong, and all that. And bro, it's crazy to look back on that because that's when I stopped working on myself mentally. Mm. After that relationship, I was still doing the stuff physically.
Yeah.
And I was doing some stuff mentally. I didn't just, like, go off the deep end or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is, like, when it came to relationships, I'm thinking I'm already good. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say perfect because I know I'm not
You
perfect.
Know everything. You think you know everything already.
And I'm moving like that. And I'm all the while being super, like, detached in a way. I can't really lock in how I want to lock in. I'm 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Why is that? You neglecting these things that you trying to put off on somebody else. Because even when you the victim, you got a role to play.
Yeah.
You allow certain things to go on. You accepted this to keep happening and, you know, over and over and over. So it's like you have a role to play. Mm-hmm. I neglected that.
Yeah.
I neglected that and I just was going from relationship to relationship to relationship.
Damn, how many we talking?
Whoa, brother. You
know, whoa.
Get out of my business.
What time span? Whoa.
But yeah, bro, I'm moving through life, and I'm just legit 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I want to do this, I don't want to do this, because it's like I ain't really dealt with the root issue from the past. I'm turning a blind eye to it. And what it took for me to see that was my back getting injured. When we was working out, my back got messed up. And it really took for me to go through that because I had to find different avenues because I couldn't go to the weights no more. Weights was my escape when it came to dealing with any outside problems or things like that. That's how I would deal with things.
Yeah.
Trying to a little healthy outlet, which it's good.
Yeah.
But by me thinking I'm doing this good thing that helped me in the past mentally, and I stopped doing other things, now I'm not going away. I'm moving stagnated.
Okay.
So it took my back getting messed up. I can't go down there and lift that heavyweight no more. So now I'm taking walks. I'm meditating. And boy, I'm telling you, when they say hindsight is 20/20, you truly see yourself when you honestly own it. You can see yourself and take accountability and change the behavior. You can move better. And I really saw myself in that, like, oh, shit, that's on her. Like, pointing the finger. Not pointed at me. Not taking responsibility for what I did. And that's what people need to do. You know what I'm saying? Look at yourself, own your BS, and move forward. Everybody make mistakes. Nobody in life is perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can continue to strive to be a better you. And that's what I learned going through that back problem. Sitting down like that, I call it, mental maintenance is an everyday thing.
Mental maintenance,
Mental maintenance and, like, keeping yourself accountable for your own actions. Stop pointing the finger at everybody else because it's like, you got to take that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my little story.
Right? I understand. But do you think it takes people such a traumatic, let's say, quote-unquote, injury or a big event to change? Because you changed. You had a better outlook of your mindset because of your back injury. What if you never had a back injury? Do you think it would ever change or you would ever have an open mind for that thing?
Honestly, I believe so, right? And then the reason I say that is because I was already trying to find something else to, like, get into, like, to better myself.
Okay.
But when that back happened and I couldn't go down there and lift, I really searched for it.
Okay,
the fire was really lit.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Because my normal escape ain't working. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I don't never want to go to a substance to, like, escape reality a short period of time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I got to find another healthy outlet, you know, on top of this. Because we still were working out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, yeah,
we still were working
that.
Out. It was just, like, a lot of dumbbell work. I couldn't do nothing with no barbell. Uh-huh. You know, for those of y'all that don't know, I had two bulging discs in my L4 and L5, and it just hindered me. Like, it was hard for me to even tie my shoes, so. Mm-hmm. But I'm still getting up trying to, like, spar with this dude. That's another story. But, yeah. I was already looking for another healthy outlet, and it...
You're already on that journey.
I was just like, man, because, boy, that's another story. But, yeah, man, walking back and forth and just mm-hmm. trying to speak affirmations to myself, and I'm looking at certain things as I'm talking, and, man, that brought into meditation, the mm-hmm. reflection, looking at my past, you know what I'm saying, how I've been moving, and it's just like taking accountability for that, not pointing the finger at nobody else, like, oh, this your fault. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do to change it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the chance people don't get themselves. They point the finger at everybody else. They can see everybody else falls, but you gotta put them same glasses on when you go to that mirror and look at you. Put that same scrutiny and critique that you put on other people on yourself. Look at self first.
Okay.
And you will be in my opinion, you will be a better you. You know what I'm saying? Because you won't rationalize your BS as much. You can start to change your bad behavior. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
you kind of found it easier than others because it's kind of the opposite. Because you kind of found it on your own. You got injured. Mm-hmm. You understood it. You worked hard. You understood mindset. And you grew. I kind of had a different... Well, I had someone else when I was going back to Goggins.
Okay.
I had someone else open my eyes for me because I would have never mm-hmm. opened my eyes for my...
Okay.
Like I said before, when I was younger... If y'all didn't know, we competed a lot. You already know we competed a lot. Wrestling, karate, boxing, whatever. It was a whole family. Yeah. Whole family of winners. I was the only one not winning. I was the only one losing. And I used to think, oh, I'm just not good enough. My skills ain't there. I don't want to do it. I don't need this. I used to preach I don't need this. Yeah. I used to say, oh, it's someone else's fault. Knowing that I'm not going to working as hard as I possibly can in practice. Knowing I'm not getting the workouts, the lifting, the cardio, which I should have done, that the better people were doing that were beating me, but I wasn't doing it. So I went down this whole year, couple years, of downward slope. When I was one step away from winning to getting the goal, I would lose. Just because I didn't want to work harder. I didn't want to push myself and always had an excuse. I start cursing at the coaches. I don't need this. Mm. I don't want to be part of the team. I don't want to wrestle no more. But I never self-reflected. I never looked back at myself, like, okay, let's look in the mirror. What are we doing wrong? And let's try to improve. I never did that. So once I started watching Goggins, a regular guy, 300 pounds, wanted to go to the Marines, and he had a couple months to lose all his weight, and now he's a guy that runs 100 miles, runs for days.
Bro.
And I'm like, I know throughout my whole life, I've been working out more than Goggins, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's no way someone on the couch can just get up and do it. But he used to preach about thinking in your mind that you're a bitch. That's why I start going on those runs with no music. Because that's when those thoughts come in. You start running. You start your run. You go the first 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Oh, you're fine. 30, 40, 50 minutes. It starts creeping in. You're not tired, but you feel tired. So your mind, all those voices come in your head. They're like, oh, I don't have to be out here. I don't have to do this. My feet hurt. My shins hurt. I'm ready to stop. I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
Knowing I can go more.
That's a good point.
So that just those little things just helped me grew more, and that's how I really got into the mentality. And then you started talking about your mentality, and then we kind of clicked that. That's what we clicked.
Because just to piggyback off what you said, when we was doing those runs, mm-hmm. and I started getting out there with you.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've never ran no 10 miles before until me and you did it. And mm-hmm. we ended up running 11 the first time we did it because our little distance tracker was not working. So we did like 11.4.
Yeah.
But something you used to say, when the music was off,
because
we ain't got no headphones, it's like your mind quits before the body.
Your mind quits before the body.
Really mentality.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just keep going. You know what I'm saying? And like, oh, we going to come right back. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You know, I started playing these mind games with myself. Like, oh, we just got to get back to the house. Oh, we only got to do two more. That ain't mm-hmm. nothing. Two ain't nothing. You know, I'm in my head talking to myself like that. But, man, it pushed us through, and we achieved mm-hmm. more than what we even set out for. So that was something real good that I yeah. took from you, just to piggyback off what you said, like bouncing off, you know what I'm saying, yeah. ideas and mentalities off of each other. So definitely.
Pressure makes diamonds. Yeah, pressure makes diamonds. Bro. Only grow through adversity.
100%. All right, so my next question is, why do you think people should take accountability?
Why should people take accountability? To grow, self-growth, to improve, to get better. You'll never improve if you don't take accountability for your actions. Just like procrastination, just like pushing things that you have set for yourself to get better, you keep pushing them to the side, you'll never grow. But do you, I want to say something relative to accountability, maybe consequences. You should take accountability for your actions, not, if you know something is wrong and you do it, and you start making excuses, just like we talked about, pushing on to someone else, you got to take accountability. People commit murder. They're the first ones to cry when they get that prison sentence. Yes, they get to life. Yes, what you crying for? I had a conversation about with my mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if any of the kids commit a real crime, she going to go for them. She going to believe them. She going to like, no, you can stay with me. I'm not going to call the police on you. I might be wrong for this. This might be a hot take. But if any of my siblings commit a murder, kill somebody, let's say they go to rob a corner store, kill somebody, I'm telling the police where they're at. They getting locked up. Because you made a decision, you should 100%. Live with the consequence. No one told you to go out there and go kill somebody. If you needed help, you could have come to ask one of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you have to take accountability for your actions. A lot of people, like a lot of YNs, make these decisions, shoot people, carry these switches, these guns, because they don't take accountability for their actions. Mm-hmm. They want to push it on someone else, and they don't think about the consequences of things that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have, if they try to glorify going to jail, I committed a crime, they think it's cool.
Sad.
But it'd be the people so in sad. Prison telling them not to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come here. It ain't a place for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't care. They don't care about that. They don't take accountability for their actions. They don't tell about the consequences. Mm-hmm. They don't care. It is what it is. They just leave it at.
That's so true, man. People don't think about that. You know what I'm saying? And, like, just to touch on the question, like, 100%, that's why I feel like people should take accountability.
Uh-huh.
Because it's your self-development.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you become a better person mm-hmm. once you do start taking accountability for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can always grow.
Yeah.
You admitting your wrongs and trying to change the bad behavior. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And people don't understand. When you don't take accountability for your actions, it's a negative consequence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking on myself,
mm-hmm.
and that's the beauty in it. Because you can see, when you can see yourself
yeah.
in a place you used to be, that you no longer at no more, mm-hmm. that's a beautiful thing.
You saw that growth.
It's a constant growth. And I still got work to do. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? I don't even want to come off as I done the work already. Like, no,
uh-huh.
it's still work that needs to be done. It don't end. But I was once here. Now I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I'm on mm-hmm. another part of my journey. So people don't understand the long-lasting consequences
mm-hmm.
that they put out there when you don't take accountability. You know what I'm saying? Because you just moving through life. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, I done the work. I done
yeah.
this. And all the while, all that baggage is still following you.
Yeah.
Until you want to turn around. Now that shit like Mount Everest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how much people can sweep stuff under
yeah.
the rug. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So, 100%, they need to take accountability to be a better person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I was still peeing in the bed and it's like, oh, everybody doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody doing that.
That's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. So, I know we say a lot of things. Like, we'll say a lot of answers to questions or quotes because we've personally been through it. We've personally seen the growth.
Yeah.
But I know if you're watching this and you're starting the process, people will take accountability one day and think they're going to grow the next day.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's a quick process.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't quick. You don't grow that fast. It
mm-hmm.
takes time. You have to take accountability for all your actions. You have to look back at yourself. What am I doing wrong? How can I improve? And it's going to take steps.
That's a real process.
You take a couple steps up, you might fall a little bit. Take
mm-hmm.
a little step more, fall a bit. But you're growing. You're all those mistakes that you made, you're not making them no more.
100%.
You know, you're improving.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's all in life. People, when they do the mental recheck, they'll go take a shower, come out. They'll be, you know, when you take a shower, I think it was a quote. They say you come in the shower, you come in dirty, all the negative things that happen throughout the day and all your life, you come in, the process of washing it off,
mm-hmm.
you cleanse yourself. Now you're a new person when you come outside. But they think just doing that each day that they're going to grow. They're a whole new person. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't change. You're not going to change in that one day. You can't change everything about yourself. Mm-hmm.
Just to touch on that, like, I really look at this stuff like working out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nobody comes in and just pick up a bunch of heavy weight. Nah. It took a while to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would tell people all the time, it took me 2 years to hit 225 on the bench for 10 reps. 2 years, you know what I'm saying? I just kept going. And like you say, you push, you get up to a new rep count. Mm-hmm. Next week, you dropping that. I can't get what I just got last week. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's the evolution of you.
Yeah,
you know
the beauty
what I'm saying?
Of
your journey. Mm-hmm. Like, you go up, you come down, but it's a lesson there. You know what I'm saying? You can do something to elevate you even further. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty in this whole thing when you do take accountability for things. Just to take it off the weightlifting, in life, you can see your wrongdoings. Mm-hmm. When you truly look back and you truly self-reflecting and taking accountability, you can see where you went wrong and change the behavior once you admit it.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. People got to just admit it.
It's difficult.
A lot of people, it's hard.
They don't want the pain. They don't want the difficulty. It's hard. When people feel the hard, the difficult, the pain, the struggle, they want to quit.
That's when free will kick in.
Yeah.
Everybody do this. Yeah. That's when rationalization kick in. You know, they do it too. I ain't as bad as them.
They try to reason with it. Yeah.
But it's like, you still bad.
They'll name a celebrity. Jonah Hill's fatter than me.
Yeah.
You're not improving though. How are you improving by saying someone else's name?
You will change places with him in a second, you know, when you see this bank account. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But people just, that's why I don't ever care about too much about what famous people got going on. Because I'm trying to, I got to worry about me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't finna come down here and pay none of these bills. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what I care about, I know everything about what's going on in your life, and I don't know nothing about mine. You know what I'm saying? But they know everything a celebrity like. They don't know nothing they like. You know, so, yeah, man, not to get off track, but you got to take accountability.
Got to take accountability.
For yourself to be a better you. And you got to do that for you. No one else.
No one else.
You owe it to yourself to be the best you can be. You know what I'm saying? So
people just got that. They just have that. My bad.
You good.
But they have that, like we said before, they have that outlook that they want people to believe that they're nice. They want people to believe they're a good person. They want people to believe they can take accountability and they can change, they can grow. But them themselves don't think believe that.
No.
They don't think they've grown. They don't think they've changed.
And the minute they don't get no outside praise, that's when depression kick in.
That's when depression kick in. You know everybody want to say the depression. Yeah. Not that depression.
Yeah.
People are depressed. But
yeah, it's a real thing.
People can't wait to say they're depressed. They can't wait to say it. People can't wait to say they have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You just scared. It's not an issue to be scared.
That's it. Like, you just scared. And that's okay.
That's because
it's like, oh man, my dad said the best. We have more faith as a child, as a baby, than we do as adults. You know what I'm saying? We so scared to take a step. But just imagine, when you was a baby, you stand up, you wobble, try to take that step, you fall, you get right back up. Pretty soon they had to come catch you because you was running away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in life. Go back to that faith that you had when you couldn't even talk. Just to try. You know what I'm saying? Just try. Just show up.
Uh-huh.
Try. You gonna fail.
Yeah.
You was failing as a baby, but you caught it. If you
more
can
than
catch
ever.
It, if you can catch it at that mind stage, you can do that in your older years. You know what I'm saying?
Because
life is about the evolution. You're supposed to be on a steady incline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people, when free will kicks in,
they want to be tough. I'm telling you, they want
to
be tough.
My grandma and them used to do this. I'm gonna do it too. Like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't good. You know what I'm saying? Because you would just stay on that same stagnated plane. You won't elevate. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to start doing. You know what I'm saying? Really diving into self. You know what I'm saying? To stay on that trajectory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what people need to do. You know what I'm saying?
So 100%.
Definitely. Take accountability. And please let us know. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got like little stories or stuff like that y'all went through where accountability helps you elevate in your life. Like, drop it down in the comments, you know what I'm saying? I love to read, like, y'all, like, testimonies, you know what I'm saying? Because we can all feed off of each other, you know, when it comes to,
grow.
Like,
knowing
you know,
your story, someone
other
else
people's
can grow.
Stories, like, damn, okay, he went through that, like, damn, that's tough, you know what I mean? Because there's some people that's out here man, it could always be worse, man.
It can always be worse. It can always be worse. It can always be worse.
I can't imagine that. You know what I'm saying? But they get up and make it happen every day.
It can always be worse.
Yeah.
People can't wait to say their life is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all this stuff that's going on, man, it can be worse. It can always be worse. It can always be harder. It can always be more difficult.
100%.
The conditions that you're in can be way worse than you are now, you know. Just use what you got. Lock in.
Just lock in.
You're going to grow.
You can do it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's just what you put your time into. If you put your time in BS, you're going to be real good at BS. You know what I'm saying? You put your time in doing better.
You put your time into being BS. You're going to be. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to write that down. All
right, man.
Man, I like that. Man, I like that. Because a lot of people, they'll do just a little bit of work and a whole lot of BS. And think they, oh, I'm putting the work in.
Right.
I'm going to get better. But you have all these hours of BS and maybe 1 hour of actual development and self-improvement and growth. And think you're going to be just like the person that's spending a whole day trying to grow.
Right.
It ain't going to be like that. It's going to be different. You have to put more hour and time into growing, you know. It ain't going to take.
It's for your benefit.
It's for your benefit.
It's nobody else. Mm-hmm. And that's where true satisfaction really lies. Because it feels good to know, like, I was going through this, I put the work in, I achieved this.
Yeah.
Man, that feel good, you know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing to, like, go through. Like I said, I really be tripped out when I see myself in that mind state, like, I done the work on myself, but I really thought this. And, like, it took me to really go back and be able to see, like, nah, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? You wrong. You got things you need to work on. You know what I mean? So, definitely, man, take accountability. We got to. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way to grow.
Only way to grow.
Take accountability for your bad, your wrongdoings. Mm-hmm. Admit it and change the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to do something new. We was thinking about it. Well, this is Bond's idea. He wanted to do a quote of the week.
Quote of the week, so. It kind of relates to the same topic we were doing, I'm talking about, but I'm going to read it off. Just let me know what you think about that quote. All I kind of got this from, I think it was Chris Williamson.
Who?
Chris Williamson.
Okay.
He's the guy, the other podcast guy we watch. Hey, you need to get us on one of y'all podcasts, bro.
For sure.
All right. I'm going to read it off. It sound like I'm about to recite a poem or something. All right, attention class. We don't rise to the standards we have when everyone is watching. We fall to the standards when no one is watching. The only work that matters is when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows who you really are and then who you... Fuck, I just stuttered hard as shit.
Nah, it'd be like that, bro. I'd be stuttering too.
Hold on.
It's cool because I'm listening to you.
Hold on.
That was good.
Fuck, I gotta redo it. My pride.
Let's get it.
My pride.
See, let's get it.
I gotta take accountability for my actions.
For sure.
I gotta... All right.
100%.
We don't rise to the standards we have when everyone is watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that matters is when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows who you really are rather than who you say you are.
100% agree with that. 100% agree with that because nobody sees your whole journey.
No one sees
like
your
we was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Nobody saw the work Elon Musk put in. Mm-hmm. Probably years ago, you know what I'm saying? And notice it's years of work, you know what I'm saying, to get this big body of what he has now. But 100%, man, like nobody sees your journey, and it's up to you in the moments when you don't want to show up to keep going, you know what I'm saying, to keep putting in the work. That's when it get hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has those days where they don't want to show up.
Yeah.
Like, I got people always like, oh, you love working out. That's easy for you.
No, it's not. People love to say that. It's not
easy. No, it's not. I don't want to come in this motherfucker some days. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I get to. So I'm going to go put this in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go put my daily deposit in. You know what I'm saying? Take reading for me. I was never into reading books. I always gave up on it.
Yeah.
Before I even got started. Oh, that's boring. That's going to make me sleepy. Yeah.
You read
I don't need that. Now, that's one of my hobbies.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I constantly try to keep me a book. Mm-hmm. But just think about it. I put it off for so long. It took me to 2023 to read my very first book from front to back on my own. You know what I'm saying?
My boy was looking up that ass on the back. The summary of the books.
Man.
Back of the book.
You know, and I read books before. Don't get it wrong. But it was like, my mom forcing us
yeah,
to
yeah,
this
you actually,
you got to do
yeah,
a, for
yeah.
a book report at school. Uh-huh. Or you have to read this kind of stuff. But I just always, man, I never do it on my own. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it helps nobody but me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, I really took an active role in that because why am I doing that? Why am I? I can sit here and play a video game, tired as hell, but I'm sitting there going, but mm-hmm. I can't read.
Can't read.
So it's like accountability again. Before I play the game, you got to read 30 minutes. That was my ticket to play the game. That's how I trained my mind to think.
Uh-huh.
And that turned into an hour. Then that turns into, I don't even got to play the game. Let me just, I'm going to take my book to work. And that's really where I get a lot of my reading.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now I really love going to the lakefront and just reading. You know what I'm saying? But not to dive off into that too much, but it's just like, bro, it really is the work that nobody sees that counts the most. Because you have to continue that when them lights ain't on. You know, when them eyes ain't on you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life take maintenance.
Uh-huh.
Even when you do get to a certain level, you still got to work. It don't stop. You know what I'm saying? So I really like that
That's
quote.
It. What really stood out to me with the quote was, the work that no one sees really shows who you are, not who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
People all the time say all the things they did. Just like when people come in that we were lifting, that, oh, I used to do 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. I used to bench 300 pounds. We don't know that.
Exactly.
A lot of people will say anything just for that attention to show that they're to your level. They're trying to match your level. There's no issue. Like, I say, oh, I can't lift the same weight as you. Mm-hmm. There's no issue with me telling me I can't do it.
100%.
But I'm going to improve. I'm going to push myself. I'm going to put some type 100%. Of weight on it that I can do personally that pushes myself. But when you work out alone, there's no one else in the room.
Mm-hmm.
No one else for you to say. You could tell them all the things you've been doing. You're by yourself, so now no thoughts in your head. Now you have to tell yourself that I did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I have to tell myself that I'm great. I got to tell myself that I can do this, do that.
100%.
When people are around, people want to be the biggest, baddest person in the world.
100%.
They want to say anything. When the girls are around, they want to say anything.
Be capping.
Capping.
But that's so true, man. Like, that's where the real discipline is when ain't nobody watching.
When no one
nobody
does.
See that no show your real discipline. Because are you loyal and disciplined to your craft, or you just motivated by the praise people give you
Instagram.
On the outside? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people,
they'll post,
only, yeah, they
they'll post that picture in the gym. They want to post that picture. They'll be in there like 10 minutes.
Man, ain't 20 did
minutes.
Nothing in
there. Ain't did nothing. They, oh, I did
it was a photo
spots.
Shoot.
Photo shoot. Can't wait to post that picture to say they did some work.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing damn when they ain't put that work. Or some people do go in the gym. And they get a work at them, but they're not actually pushing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They just do like a set number, knowing that they can do more.
Right.
And they're on their phone, text, and whatever.
Right.
They're not actually improving. They want to show social media that I did all this, that I'm this person. I work out all the time. I got a diet plan.
That's it.
You barely see us. We work out every single day, but you actually kind of, if it wasn't for the content and for our channel, we wouldn't even really be posting like that. You don't see us posting diet plans, what I'm eating every single day. Where I've run, how far we ran. We posted on YouTube and stuff, but we're not glorifying, like, I want people to see that we did this.
Yeah.
See me. I'm this type of person.
Yeah.
No, you're going to see the work we put in when you come in with us. We invite people to come with us to get the workout in
so
you can know the work we put in. This ain't just for the cameras.
For sure.
We actually put the work in, you know.
For sure, man. And I agree. I kind of lost my train of thought, but it's like, I don't never want to be motivated by praise.
Yeah.
Because it's not real work then at that point. You know what I'm saying? I'm not loyal to, so I'm not going to show up and put that work in that I know I need to put in. The work I said I was going to put in for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm only looking, oh, they, damn, well, they ain't like it. So now I'm down and out. Like, no, they don't push me. You know, I'm self-motivated.
Yeah.
You know, and I always say that even that motivation don't be there every day. You know what I'm saying? So it's really developing discipline, bro.
Every leg day.
It's,
every
leg
day. I
really
do not want to come in there.
Discipline.
I be saying, I say every single leg day. I say, I ain't want to record a video today.
Man.
But we end up taking the camera out and recording.
Know,
and
know,
and so
got,
it usually
he just got to get his first set in. That's
it,
just,
it, gets, it becomes a good video, but I do never want to take the camera. I don't even want to be there.
Same,
like, I don't know if I want to lift this weight today. I don't feel like I want to squat. But we end up doing it because we do it every single
every
week.
Every day, man.
you know, it's kind of like, built in that we have to do it.
Exactly. It's going to come up. So it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, just showing up, bro. You know what I'm saying? And putting that work in when ain't nobody looking.
Because no one's around.
That's truly when it counts. That's when the real character is getting built. Because mm-hmm. ain't nobody around to see this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to lie. I used to always want people to see me lifting the heavyweight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I used to always want that. But it's like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Once I was able to hit this, I know I can do this. I've mm-hmm. done it before. You know, and mm-hmm. I continue to do this in the... where people can't see me, you know what I'm saying? It don't benefit them what you're doing for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like that one quote, like, what you eat don't make me shit. Like, I got to put this work in for myself. Yeah. So I have to truly want that mm-hmm. for me to put that work mm-hmm. in. So it's that, knowing that and not getting caught on outside noise. That's why I think I really like that quote. Show up for you, you know what I'm saying? You owe it to yourself, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And it's really in the moments where it gets hard, because you can always say, you know what I'm saying? That's what the world kind of move off.
You can tell anybody
they say, but it's like, what you do? You know what I'm saying? What you do, mm-hmm. not what they do.
Do it
what
now.
You do. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I like that, man. I like that. All right, man, so we at the end of our episode, you know what I'm saying? That was a good conversation.
Yep.
I enjoyed that. Like y'all know, y'all been following us, we like to end with a mental health check, so... How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right.
I told you,
we're in the car, busy day, a lot on my mind, was for pissed, sure. Ain't feel like doing it, but trials and tribulations kind of took my mind off it, probably putting the heater in, I mean, the AC,
God.
All that.
And then AC was crazy.
But that's why I say, usually before the videos, I'm usually like anxious. That's for any video. I'm usually anxious. Sometimes I don't feel like it, like especially like leg day. Sometimes we'll record and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like this is a good video, or until I actually rewatch it, oh, it's actually pretty good. But today, no, this was actually pretty good. We couldn't get a guest in this time, but it was still cool. This is a perfect setting, segment. I enjoyed it. So mental health wise, started off 3, ended off like 8. I feel good. I feel good. This felt good.
For sure. I'm feeling good, man. Overall, like, my weekly mental state been about, like, a 7. It's been a good week, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Had my own little trials and tribulations going through the week, but that's just how I go. You just got to keep going, you know what I'm saying? And, like I say, like, being thankful for what you are going through, because it could always be worse. Yeah, man, I take that into my mind. So, yeah, it's been a good week, man. It's been a good week, minus the little BS that go on, but
Next week gonna be suck. Next week gonna suck because I'm gonna do a lot of cutting weight.
Yeah.
So if I'm cranky in the next podcast, you know why.
Yeah, he's been cutting his weight, you know what I'm saying? He's been a little cranky. I don't know if y'all can tell, he gave me a black eye and everything. Shit was crazy. You know, I ain't seen no black eye.
You see a black eye? I don't see no black eye.
You tinted my eye up. I didn't even think I could get no tint darker than that. But
out of the 3 years, all the injuries, I've told y'all, rewatch all the videos. I've told you almost every spar video, I've had a mark, an injury, a beat up. Everybody always tells me, man, you always get beat up. You always get beat up in the comments.
It was crazy.
Now he finally hurt. Now it's the whole world against him. I hurt him. Come on, bro.
Send help.
The first injury.
I'm currently taking applications. If y'all want to help me jump him, I'm trying to get a team together. But no, man, it's been a good ass week, man. Keep going, lock in, and just keep showing up, man.
Keep showing up.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see you on the next podcast.
Bet. Let's do it.
Watching.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that's a big
Oh!
Nah, man, we got to kill this nigga.
Hold on. Come on, you can't. Come on. He gonna go right in your t-shirt and hear what you do. Shoot him! The next segment, will Aaron ever do it?
Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Damn. We might have to blur that out. No violence.
Alright. But
that's the work the OSCs, huh?
I'm a murderer, nigga. But 100%, bro, it's the work that